This is the tale of the city who cried wolf.
I'll tell you, Blue, my father always used to say, you're either the wolf or the sheep, and the people in this town, Blue, they're all sheep.
Yes, Detective Wolf.
Herded into silence, scared of their own shadows. That's why I became a detective in the first place.
I'm glad we aren't being dramatic about all this.
It's people like us, wolves, that need to stay fierce in the face of injustice. In order to keep Grim City safe. Blue, are you even Little Red Riding Hood.
Big Bad Matthew Wolf.
Thomas Blue, why didn't you tell me I had an appointment?
Last week you told me never to interrupt you while you were talking.
Right! Red, it's been a while.
I'm not here for a stroll down memory lane, Wolf.
So you're here on business?
Well, it's about Ella. Ella Cinder.
What about her?
Her body was found in Mother Hubbard's hotel.
And you want me to look into it?
She was my best friend, Matthew. And you're the only one in the city I can trust with looking after this.
I'll see what I can dig up.
Thanks, Matthew.
I'm doing it for Grim City, not you. Blue? Let's prowl.
If you say so, Wolf.
Hey, not one step further, pal. This is a closed scene. I suggest you take your business elsewhere before I take it there for
you. You better watch how you talk to your superiors, short stuff.
Detective Wolf, here to cause some trouble, I see.
Sergeant, good to see a familiar face. I've been put on this case. You could send your officers home.
You never change, Detective. I'm afraid I can't do that. We're in the middle of...
I have a warrant right here. I'll be handling this case now.
Oh, this place stinks worse than the officers working it.
Here it is. Suite 223. Small room. Intimate. No signs of a struggle. Miss Cinder was meeting someone here. Blue, do we know how she was killed?
Messy. And I'm not just talking about the decor of this place. Several blows to the neck from an axe. Even though the autopsy report indicates that the axe hit an artery, so she would have been dead after the first strike.
She wasn't killed. She was butchered. Time of death?
Around 10:38 p.m., I'd say.
It was raining last night, if I recall. Pretty late to be coming here in such bad weather. Holy doodles, that's a lot of blood. What's that sitting in it? Wood chips?
I am going to be buried under the mountain of paperwork this case is going to pile up. Oh, I can't take another submission form. Those things have me.
You smell that, Blue?
Smell what?
It's nothing. We're done here.
Thank you.
Jimmy, whiskey on the rocks.
Already done. And that's Mr. Cricket to you, Wolf.
Jiminy Crickets.
You here on business, or are you going to finally clear up the tab that's growing like Jack's beanstalk?
Business. Have you seen our resident lumberjack?
Oh, Woody? He's in the corner, having a lot more than the usual tonight. Seems to be in a mood. I wouldn't go bothering him. Oh, damn it, Wolf.
Woodrow! Mind if I take a seat? Your arms must be sore. Chopping down trees for 23 years. I've never seen a man swing an axe like you. Last night, though, not exactly wood-cutting weather, wouldn't you agree? You finished this whole bottle by yourself? Maybe you did the same thing last night.
Watch it, Wolf.
Listen, Woody. I've interrogated everyone from Porky Jefferson to Jack Benoit, and none of them fit the bill. You hit the bottle a little too hard when you got home from work. Red doesn't act like she used to. Can be frustrating for a man. Sometimes you walk out the door on her, and you need someone else to keep you company. Someone a little gentler. Someone like Ella, say?
Stop trying to piss me around, Wolf. I thought you were a detective, not a clown.
Hey, if the shoe fits, I wonder if your shoe fit Ella, if you know what I'm getting at.
You son of a dog.
You didn't want Red to know that you'd been shagging out on her. She's always been good to you. Better than she ever was to me.
I'll crush you, Wolf!
No, you won't. I'll crush you first. I don't like this. I don't like you. You're done.
Better watch that tail before I step on it.
Oh, violence is usually a guilty omission. You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent, the right to... Mind if I smoke in here? You want to talk about Ella? Or are we going to sit here while I work my way through a pack? It was you, Woody. You know it. I know it. Do you know how much evidence was littered across the scene that pointed to you? Wood chips, the axe. You might as well give yourself up before the judge throws you in for life. Woody?
You were right.
What?
I was seeing Ella behind Red's back. It's just not the same anymore with Red.
But Ella, God damn it. She could make a man feel like he was on the bottle without touching a drop. I saw her that night. I didn't stay long. My excuse with Red only bought me a few hours at most. But Wolf, I didn't kill her.
Talk.
Ella had been getting notes for weeks before this.
What kind of notes?
Threats. It started small, just mocking, but by last week, someone was sending her death threats. I told her not to worry, that I was a call away and I wouldn't let anything happen. She didn't even have a chance to call. God, Wolf. I loved her. I didn't want this to happen.
Thomas, get me the phone.
Miss Riding Hood is here.
Send her in, Blue. How are you doing with all this going on?
Woody called me from the station and explained everything. It's a lot to process. I never thought he would ever go behind my back like this, let alone...
Red.
You build a life with the person and you think you know them, but I never saw this coming.
I'm more interested in the fact that a big guy like Woodrow, who's been swinging the same axe for 23 years, couldn't make a clean cut.
What?
Blood everywhere. No fingerprints either, even with all the mess. You're right, though. You built a life with Woody. You probably know him best. So then you can probably explain to me why a drunk like Woody would have been so articulate in wearing gloves to murder a woman he's been seen with.
What are you getting at?
Woody works with a lot of oak. Oak wood chips were found at the scene. And interestingly enough, You had the same wood chips clinging to your dress the day you stepped into my office.
Matthew, you think that's enough to accuse me of murder? I live with a lumberjack, for Grimm's sake.
Oh, but there's more. I only know two women in this town who can bake blueberry muffins that taste like they were baked in heaven's own personal oven. And your grandmother's been dead for 3.5 years now.
Matthew, I don't know what you're talking about.
Even though we haven't been together for 3 years, I'd never forget the smell of your blueberry muffins. It all pointed towards you right from the beginning. You were always the jealous type. Woodrow started seeing Ella, and you couldn't bear it, could you? You tried to fix things, but it was too far gone. So you got serious, threatening notes, following Woody around town. But it just wasn't enough, was it? You couldn't stand the thought of him with Ella. So you took his axe, waited until he had left her place, and you handled the situation once and for all. You won't get through there. This time I made sure Blue did his job with the door.
I couldn't just let them get away with this, ruining my life. I grew up with that sniveling little princess. She always got what she wanted, even if that meant she wanted something she couldn't have. Oh, Wolf, what big handcuffs you have.
All the better to arrest you with.
Hush now, don't explain. Just say.
Remember that all is not what it seems in Grim City, the city that cried wolf.
I'm glad you're back. Don't explain.